And finally, today, an innovative effort to reduce the need for costly new electricity transmission lines is showing some early success in Booth Bay. Fred Bever reports.
When Central Maine Power proposed its $1 billion-plus upgrade to its main transmission system to make it more reliable, regulators approved. But as part of the deal, they also tried an experiment in Booth Bay. The idea was to test whether the construction of new transmission systems serving the peninsula could be avoided by installing some local technologies that could reduce demand and also generate some electricity. And the results of that test were promising.
We can save ratepayers a significant amount of money by adopting this approach.
The project is being run by Grid Solar LLC. The company's Richard Silkman says that on the hottest days, when electricity demand peaks, air conditioners at participating Booth Bay businesses can be turned off. But Grid Solar can still keep workers cool with a system that uses ice banks that are frozen when electricity demand is lower. The company, which controls these systems remotely, can fire up a diesel electricity generator or pull energy from a very big battery placed just down the road. The project included the installation of new rooftop solar arrays and high-efficiency LED lighting on the peninsula. Put all that together, and you get the alternative to transmission upgrades between Newcastle and Booth Bay that CMP had said were needed to ensure grid reliability on high-demand days. The cost for the Grid Solar alternative? About $9 million, the company says in a new state filing, if regulators allow it, that is, to continue another 8 years. Grid Solar says that's just one-third the 10-year cost of a new transmission line. Ben Tettelbaum, an analyst at the Conservation Law Foundation, says the project should be continued and replicated elsewhere in the state. He adds that if such transmission alternatives are to be widely adopted, the administrators of the New England power grid will need to be convinced that the costs should be shared by all of the region's electricity users.
With the right amount of advocacy and stakeholder support, I think we can see some traction there. I think it is challenging, but I don't think it's an impossibility.
Public Utilities Commission staff are analyzing Grid Solar's project report, and the commission will hold hearings next month on whether the effort should be continued. After that, Grid Solar could propose similar and bigger transmission alternatives for the Midcoast region and Portland. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.